We want to bring you the latest in COVID headlines here. The latest data coming from Pfizer, both about vaccinations and their success rate against Omicron, as well as treatment pills for COVID. Our Anjali Kamlani is here with the latest and what we're hearing from Pfizer. Anjali, good morning.
Good morning, Julie. That's right. Some good news from Pfizer this morning of the pill that they have been ready to submit to the FDA for an emergency use authorization just proved to confirm the initial results that they had released last month. So right now they're looking at 89% effectiveness against the virus, and that's in high risk adults, as well as 88% effectiveness for overall individuals that were in the study. And that is really for a 5-day course, and this provides protection against hospitalization and death, which of course is the ultimate sort of prevention that is needed from a pill like this. Right now, they are waiting for word from the FDA on accepting this data and whether or not that EUA will come through. Just as a side note, Merck, which also has a pill to fight COVID, had less effective results, has already had an FDA advisory committee meeting, but no ruling just yet on whether or not that pill will be accepted. Meanwhile, Pfizer also has some good news coming out of South Africa, which we know saw a significant surge recently. And the vaccine has proved 70% effective against the Omicron variant, according to a study from South Africa. So that is proving, the case for what we're waiting to see here in the U.S. Back to you.
Anjali, this comes alongside, this bit of positive news, I should say, comes alongside of really rising cases globally as it pertains to Omicron.
That's right, Brian. We know that globally cases continue to drive up, and especially looking at areas like South Africa that just saw a surge, the African continent in general recorded an 83% surge in new cases this week, and really all eyes there, as well as in Europe, where we know that Omicron is spreading. Right now, we've got more than 270 million cases globally, as well as more than 5.3 million deaths here in the U.S. That number is more than 50 million cases. That is a significant milestone that the U.S. has reached. And we also know that, of course, unfortunately, the death toll has surpassed 800,000 this week. Back to you.
And Anjali, finally, another thread that we're following in all of this are the various vaccine mandates, particularly for healthcare workers, because even as we had a mandate in New York stand for healthcare workers, they're not standing everywhere.
That's correct. We saw last month, we saw the ruling from a Missouri federal court, which basically blocked the Biden administration's attempt to require vaccines for all health workers. And that was through the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services. That block affected several states. And so as a result, we've seen sort of this easing of vaccine mandates in some major healthcare providers, especially those that operate in multiple states. That includes larger industry corporations like HCA, as well as some nonprofits like Advent Health and the Cleveland Clinic. We also have seen this really affect hospitals as a result of the labor shortage. They're battling that right now at the same time. And so the loss of any healthcare workers, be it nurses or janitors, they've all been across the board really crunched for labor. And so that is really part of the issue and part of the reason why some of them are giving to reduce that mandate, even though we have seen at least 42% of hospitals have some sort of mandate in place, according to the American Hospital Association. And we've also seen some concerning numbers, some areas more than others, of course, where unvaccinated remain pretty high.
Yeah, definitely something to know about if you are going in to get healthcare in these various places. Anjali Kamlani, thank you so much. Appreciate it.